California's Natural Resources Agency Secretary Wade Crowfoot acknowledged that climate whiplash and a warmer, drier weather system are the driving forces in the state's water supply and allocation decisions. He added that the state is also facing uncertainty due to the massive cuts to federal agencies that California interacts with.
There's a lot happening across our federal agencies and our federal government that I think some would very much consider destabilizing. We're watching major staff cuts to our federal partners and our federal agencies. We're trying to understand what the impacts of those staff cuts are and where we can be helpful to maintain water supply, water security, and public safety.
Department of Water Resources head Carla Nemeth reported that snowpack and reservoir conditions in the northern state are above normal for now, but the south has seen fewer storms and Sierra snowpack is only at 70% of normal there. She said the rainy season is getting shorter and that presents challenges for the future.
That snowpack is really less reliable as traditional storage that it used to be. It lasted us throughout the spring and in big water years into the summer. So the way in which our ambient temperatures are shrinking the wet season and also starting to transition in terms of the role of reservoirs and groundwater basins versus snowpack in our most durable storage is starting to express itself.
State Water Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel described progress made to help disadvantaged communities have safe drinking water. He said the population without clean water has been cut in half, but there are still 800,000 people in need. Another challenge, he said, was getting rid of contamination in the water.
Whether it's, you know, chromium 6 or PFAS that's coming down the line, we know that there are emerging threats to the quality of our drinking water, and we need to keep a focus on all of our water systems, but especially those smaller systems that have a hard time adjusting to new maximum contaminant levels or the pressures of climate change and drought.
Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross said the ag economy is robust, but facing market challenges as well as climate change impacts. She stated that groundwater pumping restrictions will increase farming costs that could hurt small farmers and take land out of production. Ross voiced trepidation over the federal agency cuts to farm programs and more.
The other area I'm very concerned about is how much agricultural research is funded through the USDA, through the Agricultural Research Service, as well as tremendous amounts of investment there at health and other places that are really important for our researchers and our universities. We need new knowledge every day and translate that to our end users to be able to cope with the complexity of the challenges we face now.
With the state's fisheries in constant crisis and fish species in trouble, Chuck Bonham, director of California's Fish and Wildlife Agency, had good news along with the bad. He cited several restoration projects to help restore salmon, but in the main salmon fishery of the Sacramento watershed, he had a grim assessment.
The reality is the numbers are still not looking good. As we sit right now at the beginning of March, the estimated model abundance return of fall run salmon in the Sacramento, the numbers are lower than they were the last 2 years. And we know the last 2 years, the federal process ended up with a closure.
That's harsh news for the Bay Delta and Pacific Ocean commercial and recreational fishing industries that are so important to the state's economy. That, along with possible changes to federal environmental rules, underscore the insecurity facing the state's natural resources. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.